I'm Afshin Ratansi, and welcome back to Going Underground, broadcasting all around the world from the heart of the Middle East. It's the 250th birthday today, not only of the U.S. Army, infamous for defeat after defeat since World War II, from Vietnam to Afghanistan, but also the 79th birthday of Donald Trump. Trump presides over nationwide insurrections from Los Angeles to New York. He's starting to be seen as an Israeli patsy, prolonging Genocide Joe's policies in Gaza, while continuing to support the neo-Nazi proxy war on Russia through Ukraine. It's also the 85th anniversary of the first Polish Jews arriving at the Nazi extermination camp Auschwitz, where over 1 million were killed before Stalin liberated it in 1945. And today, Palestinians in Gaza face the same fate as they are exterminated by US, UK, EU weapons, herded in pens to queue for food, like Jews were by Nazis for gas chambers disguised as showers. All this in a week when Israel boarded a British-flagged humanitarian aid boat in international waters to confiscate medicine and capture activists, including Greta Thunberg, to propagandize with secret October 7th videos. Joining me again from Tel Aviv is a former Israeli Knesset member and incumbent chairman of the Israeli Arab Majority Balad Party, which advocates for the rights of Palestinians in Israel, Sami Abu Shehadeh. Sami, thanks so much for coming back on the show. In the past year and a half since you've been on Going Underground, things have obviously got much, much worse. Firstly, your reaction to your government, the Israeli government, intercepting the UK-flagged humanitarian boat. Surprised the British government seems to have nothing to say about a UK-flagged boat stopped by the IOF, Israeli occupation forces, or not surprised not surprised at all?
First of all, thank you for having me again. Unfortunately, since we have spoken last time, things have gone much more crazy and much more unhuman. It's really hard to believe that this genocide is ongoing while the whole world is watching for more than 600 days already. It's unbelievable that something like this can happen in the 21st century. Regarding your question, you know, the British from the beginning supported Israel. They were part of this war. They were part of this genocide. And at the beginning, everybody remembers the British forces wanted to help Israel also in the military activity. So it's no wonder that they are totally not respecting their own sovereignty. The Israeli pirates, now they call them different kinds of Israeli units, but what they did is a pirate act. And they went and they kidnapped boats from the international waters. If any other state in the world would do that, nobody would accept that. Part of what's happening is that Israel is dealt with as a state above all laws, not just the international law. Humanitarian law, logic, humanitarian basic values and morals. This is why they are allowed to continue for more than 600 days. So I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised from what's happening.
I mean, Trump has a relative by marriage and won Michigan to win the White House. And people thought anything is going to be better than the Democrats after Biden, Harris, Holocaust Harris, and Genocide Joe. Since being elected, he sent 2,000-pound bombs outlawed by Biden, approved an extra $7.4 billion of munitions, small diameter bombs, fuses, Hellfire missiles, and in February that was. In March, $3 billion of MK-84, BLU-117s, 4,000 Predator warheads, and then $4 billion of US public money. Clear that Trump doesn't care much about any comments he might receive from his son-in-law or family members or the voters of Michigan.
And you can add to this very long list that they used the veto a few days ago to prevent a decision to stop this genocide. And at the beginning, when he came to rule this time, if this weird man said that Israel can continue the genocide. Then a day after, we heard him talking that he wants to buy Gaza and to make it Las Vegas. Then probably someone told him he cannot do that, to wake up again in the next morning and said Israel cannot continue the genocide. The war should stop. Then the war is not stopping. And this is, and it's, One of the horrific things is that such a figure is controlling the most powerful state in the whole world and dealing with the whole world as if it is his own property and his own business, and dealing with the international law and the international system as something that he can work as business.
Well, in fairness, he does. The Americans have backed Israel from the beginning to the hilt. Everything that's happened to the Palestinians after the British.
From the beginning.
And there was only a video.
Without the Americans, this genocide could not have happened. They are partners in this genocide from the beginning. And the Israelis themselves say it. All the Israeli important military leaders say it. The Israeli prime minister says that without the Americans, all these crimes that we are seeing daily could not have happened.
Yeah, but then of course, you come from quite a mainstream... Yeah, but you're from a mainstream Palestinian party. Arguably, it is previous administrations of the United States that continually lie. Whereas with Donald Trump, we hear the truth of what is happening as regards Israel's power over the Congress and the White House. I mean, what did you make of Trump's ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, saying the USA only supports a two-state solution? He seemed to make this point the other day on big media interviews. Only seems to support a two-state solution if a Palestinian state is in some other Arab country, not in currently Israel-controlled territory.
I think that the important thing between the two administrations, the Democratic and the Republican, Abshi, is that both are racist. The main issue in my point of view, is that both administrations deals differently between the Palestinian blood and the Israeli Jewish blood. We are considered less in both administrations. And this is the worst part of all what's happening here, is that this double standards of the Western as if democratic world, those who talks about human rights, those who talks about human values, those who talks about all the important ideas that got to do with morals and values, when it gets to Palestinians, they forget all their values.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of knew that since Vietnam, arguably. Is it not more that they're not racist at all, but there is certainly a big evangelical Christian movement in the United States as part of the base there. And Mike Huckabee, this ambassador to Israel, Donald Trump's friend, his ambassador to Israel, said, does it have to be in Judea and Samaria, whatever that is? And the fact is, he is an evangelical Christian. So it might not be racism, it might be a matter of his faith.
First of all, it's not
you
just
have to die, basically.
Yeah.
And the Jews have to die, except for a few of them who may convert to Jesus Christ at the last minute before all the other Jews are killed.
Yeah,
and Muslims.
Part of this crazy kind of believers, part of them are so extreme, and they do believe in this crazy ideas that you are mentioning. And Huckabee is truly one of them. He doesn't know anything about the history of this place. He doesn't know anything about the Palestinians. And he is really totally ignorant. And you see him talking this religious, irrational discourse, and that he's in this important position. But and he is not alone. But Trump is not like this. Okay? And I don't think that he is in this kind of believers. But he's also ignorant regarding the Palestinian conflict. And he is dealing with the whole conflict as if it's an economic issue. Actually, we haven't been struggling for a deal or for a business or for economic issues. The Palestinian issue is not about money. If it was about money, we want to buy, we don't want to sell, Abshi. The issue here is not money. The issue here is not economy.
There's lots of gas and oil. Lots of gas and oil resources off the coast of Gaza. Just as he was very quick to say he wanted to keep resources in Afghanistan and Syria previously.
the main issue we should remind everyone, Abshian, unfortunately, that the Palestinian people, like the rest of all peoples all over the world, we are struggling for freedom, justice, and equality for all in our homeland. We want to live like the rest of the people. We don't want to see these crimes happening daily. We don't want to see any innocent human being hurt anywhere in the world. We want to have a normal kind of living. Actually, we cannot watch the news anymore. This endless suffering is unbearable. I mean, the fact that you still need to explain to this enlightened Western world that there are people who are being killed, massacred, starving to death every day, and nothing is happening, is humiliating, actually. And it's unbelievable that we still need to do these talks. And it has been going for much more than any human society could suffer. What do you mean there's a state that can decide to any children in the world if they have the right to drink and eat or not? And they can allow themselves in the 21st century to see these children starving to death. Pregnant woman cannot eat. They are crying every day. And it's happening all the time. They are seeing it. It's being broadcasted 24 hours a day. And still, we are hearing about totally marginal discussion talking about Ben-Gvir and Smotrich. What do they mean? Ben-Gvir and Smotrich are two ministers in the Israeli government. If someone should be boycotted, it's the Israeli government. They are not two individuals. They are not two independent figures.
These are two ministers boycotted now in some tiny way by some NATO powers like Britain and Canada and New Zealand.
But the issue is not these two figures in Israel. We are talking about two ministers in the Israeli government. If there is something wrong, it is this government that made them ministers. It has a majority in the Israeli Knesset. If they want to do something against them, if they are serious in this, at least they should do some acts against the Israeli government. Smotrich and Ben-Gvir are dangerous. And they are so powerful because they are ministers in this government. If they were simple individuals, they could not do all this harm. If they are ministers in this government, someone wants to do an act against them, they should do something against all of this government.
Sami Abu Shahada, I'll stop you there. More from the chairman of the Israeli Arab Majority Balad Party and former Knesset member after this break. Welcome back to Going Underground. I'm still here with the chairman of the Israeli Arab Majority Balad Party and former Knesset member, Sami Abu Shahada. Sami, you were talking about the terrible pain suffered by the Palestinian people as Britain, the United States, and the European Union continue with this Holocaust. What's it like to be just 40 miles away from what's happening? You can't hear the screams. You can see the mass killing and starvation on social media like I can. I mean, in NATO nation media, they concentrate again on events of October 7th and rape. I was just seeing on social media a Palestinian woman talking about being stripped naked and her father brought in, ordered to rape her. That's the kind of stuff that was happening before October the 7th. We now know about Israel's torture prisons in your part of the world where they are accused of mass rape of detainees. What's it like to be in Jaffa?
Actually, the pain in Jaffa is much bigger than what we are seeing anywhere in the world, because the Palestinians have been living a continuous Nakba since 1948. In the war of 1948, tens of thousands of people from Jaffa were expelled during this war to Gaza. So those people who are being slaughtered daily are our families. And every big family in Jaffa, we have cousins, we have nephews, we have relatives in Gaza. Then those who are being killed, that starved to death, are our direct families. So it's much harder than other places. And it's this inability of us to help our people is driving everyone crazy. You know, you feel as a human being that nothing has any meaning. All of this discourse of humanity, international law, human values, human rights is irrelevant. Surely when it got to do with us, the Palestinians. Otherwise, you cannot understand how such all these terrible war crimes, Abshi, that have been going, are going for more than 600 days. We are not in October 23. We are not in November 23. We are not in January. We are in the middle of 25. This ongoing suffering should have stopped 1.5 years ago. And okay, the world has allowed Israel to get revenge. First of all, we said clearly as human beings, okay, that we are against any attack of any civilian. We are against hurting any human being anywhere. We are against violence.
Well, actually, on that point, Sami, have you changed your view? Has it been an education these 20 months? You have stood firmly on the side of rapprochement between Israeli Jews, Palestinian Christians and Muslims. And now you arguably see what all those other elements of the Palestinian diaspora, the Palestinian militants, have seen since 1948, since 1967, since the 19th century, maybe, that this is a colonial project. Has it changed you as a human being then?
To be honest with you, Abshi, I do, in a personal level. Really hard work to keep my sanity and to keep my humanity. I really do serious efforts every day with myself and with my family, trying to remind everyone that we should not lose our humanity in this unhuman daily suffering of war crimes and genocide to our people in Gaza. And I tell you, this is not an easy thing to be. Because all of the values we have been struggling for decades, okay, talking about justice, talking about equality, talking about humanity, talking about the importance of the international law and the international system, loses its meaning in every second. You know, probably a lot of people have that since we started the interview, Abshi. And it's ongoing all the time. And the fact that those who are looking and can do something are not doing anything, it makes the struggle much harder.
I mean, you know, Palestine's ambassador to the United Nations, to the Security Council, Riyad Mansour, was on this show last week, and he was quoting Nelson Mandela. And yet, of course, his position, like Fatah, is one of Gandhi, not Nelson Mandela, as is yours. Isn't the point here that for too long there have been liberal classes amongst the Palestinians that haven't appreciated the fact that NATO powers in Western Europe and countries like Canada or the United States are active participants in the genocide and want it to happen?
First of all, I totally agree with you. They have been wanting this to happen, they allowed this to happen, and they are still allowing this to happen till now. Israel couldn't have done this genocide without the Western, as if democratic states helped it to do that. Israel alone could not have done this. Okay? It is doing this genocide with American weapon, with American diplomatic support, with American economic support, with German economic and army support. At the beginning, the British were much more involved. The French.
There are still British spy planes flying over Gaza this week.
All the time. So we are quite, we are seeing what's happening. But in the same time, we should not forget our basic things we are struggling for. We are struggling for freedom, justice, and equality for all. We are not racist. We are struggling against racism. And we don't want to be racist. We believe in our human values, and we will continue our struggle to keep our humanity.
Okay, and I mean, I have to tell you, when Nelson Mandela was blowing up restaurants with civilians in, no one accused Nelson Mandela of being a racist. He was considered a freedom fighter by the black people of South Africa. I've got to move on now to what you thought of
I was saying this in the context that the solution we are seeking is a solution for all, not just for the Palestinians. We are struggling.
Yes, so is Mandela.
One of the worst mistakes of both national movements, the Zionist settler colonial project and the Palestinian national liberation movement, is that both sides were talking about part of the conflict. The Zionists wanted to solve the Jewish question that was built in Europe 19th century, and the Palestinians were struggling for and having a solution for the Palestinian question. This way of thinking will keep us trapped in this vicious circle of revenge and violence forever. The only way out, Abshi, from all these circles of violence, revenge, all of the things we have been seeing for a century, only if you have a political solution that can give an answer for both questions, the Jewish question and the Palestinian question.
Yeah, we've known that since Oslo. Look, Ehud Barak, he walked off this show when I told him how he funded Hamas at the time. We know how Israel funded Hamas. Israel now is admitting to supporting some sort of ISIS gangsters. Netanyahu saying, yeah, so what? We know the head chopping, the orange jumpsuits, how they executed people in Syria. What was your reaction when you heard that the UK, US, EU armed government of Israel is now sponsoring ISIS to go into Gaza on top of the genocide, the starvation, the warplane aerial bombardment?
Actually, anything that got to do with morals or human value, okay, do not surprise me when we are talking about this fascist Benjamin Netanyahu. This man cannot surprise us. If there's a political leader who is leading for a genocide for another people, and he's proud of this war crimes, and he's not hiding it, he's not trying to give it any other explanation. No, he's proud. And he was using from the beginning of this genocide, Abshi, religious, irrational discourse, talking about Amalek and talking about unbelievable things. So he cannot surprise us with anything. If the man is ready to do the worst kind of crime, and he was talking about genocide, he was using the word Hashmada, total annihilation. He was saying this all the time. So you cannot be surprised that he is doing this crime or that crime. He is doing the worst of all crimes.
Okay, just
and
finally.
Unfortunately.
Just finally. I think a lot of the world doesn't like Netanyahu at the moment. But 83,000 Jews from Israel left in 2024. That's up from 55,000 in 2023. I understand Muslims and Christians are spat on the streets of Jaffa. You yourself have been subjected to the kind of, as you would describe it, racism and the violence there. A historic mistake of Palestinian leaders to trust these NATO powers for their big talk of human rights and not instead align themselves with Russia, with Moscow, with China, with Beijing?
I totally agree with you that there is a very big mistake, not from now, for the last few decades, from the Palestinian leadership that believed that justice can come from the U.S. And unfortunately, part of them are still believing in this false illusion that the partner in this genocide, the United States, can bring any kind of justice to Palestine. I totally agree with you that the Palestinian leadership should have long time ago tried to build relationships to a lot of other different states than the Americans. And I think the continuous, you know, belief that something good will come from there is a total false, and we cannot build on it. We should not build on it.
Sami Abu Shahadeh, thank you. And that's it for the show. Our continued condolences to those suffering the impact of the US-UK EU armed genocide in Gaza. We'll be back on Monday with one of NATO nation media's biggest villains, the so-called Merchant of Death. Until then, keep in touch via all our social media if it's not censored in your country, and head to our channel, Going Underground TV on Rumble.com, to watch new and old episodes of Going Underground. See you Monday.